Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 24th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 14.5 cents at 7.71¾. July wheat down 35¼ cents at 11.54¾. And July beans up 6 cents at 16.93. The wheat was spanked here hard today. We broke 68 cents off our early highs out here. We did manage to rally back about 17 cents, but still sharply lower closes out here. This may be due to the fact that it looks like the Ukrainian crops are going to be bigger, that the weather is improving, and it looks like they may be able to get the rest of the wheat in the ground up north, though I think there'll be a little bit of a stretch. But the weather does look better. But overall, I was kind of surprised to see the wheat taken down this hard considering how bad the ratings are and how bad the progress is. But obviously the world thinks that they're going to get the wheat in the ground. The funds are back to short. They've gone from long to short to long to short, I don't know how many times in the last 3 or 4 months. But they've come down quite a bit from where they were. Just a few weeks ago, they were long about 70,000-80,000 contracts, and they're now short. So they've done a fair amount of selling in here in the last week and a half or so. The dollar is back down another 25 ticks, but really didn't have much of an impact on the wheat market here today. Corn, lower on news that China has signed a 10 million metric ton deal with the Brazilians. It kind of takes a little bit of the wind out of the bull sales they've been touting, such strong demand from China. If China's upset with the U.S. over President Biden's comments regarding Taiwan, they may look for more and more business either from Argentina or Brazil. The Ukrainian crops look bigger than anybody would have thought 2 or 3 months ago. Informers raised their estimates on corn from 18.5 million metric tons to 25, slight increase in the wheat to 17 million extra tons. And it looks as though their exports could be up from 32 million to 39 million this year. Now, if they can get it out, that'd be, a long way to easing some of the demand fears that are out there. Again, is President Putin healthy? Is he going in for this cancer surgery? Apparently he has stomach cancer. There are some smart people who think that if he goes in for the surgery, he's never coming back as the leader. But, he's smart enough to know, how the political pawns get moved around in Russia. And I'm sure he'll do whatever he can to retain power if and when he has the surgery. But, most Russians don't seem to be happy with this war. There was a concert in Russia and the fans were all chanting, "Stop the war." So they're getting real information about what's happening in Ukraine. So anyway, the Dow Jones has come back here once again. It was down 500 points. It's only down 53 right now. Is that a result of maybe China easing restrictions on COVID, perhaps? I still see this market heading toward a recession myself. I don't think that's good for the grain markets long term. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.